Many times they come to this portion of our service, and it definitely has a somber tone whenever we think about the sacrifice that was made for us. And I've been thinking, the last table talk that I gave was rather emotional for me. And this should be an emotional time. And I got to thinking, is there, whenever we partake of this, can we partake of this in a joyful way? And I think that there is definite evidence and scriptural backing for that. 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verse 28, says, "Let a person examine himself then, so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself." Keeping that in mind, the whole purpose of this table talk is to focus our minds and to examine ourselves as to what we are doing at this moment. Quite often we focus upon the death, the sacrifice, the blood, the crucifixion, the scourging, all those horrific things. And definitely those should be in your mind at this time. But I also point out that we can partake of this Lord's Supper in thanksgiving and a overwhelming sense of thanks for the sacrifice that was given to us. Because without that sacrifice, we would be lost. So it is with an overwhelming sense of gratitude to Jesus Christ for what he has done that we are set free. In 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, Paul says, "I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him, in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any gift, as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you in the days of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord." This remembrance, this ceremony, this Lord's table has been given to us as an example by Christ to remember him. Paul was reminding the Corinthians that because of their faithfulness, because they submitted their will to Jesus Christ and decided to make him their Lord and Savior, that all things have been given to them, all things. And we, in like manner, who have obeyed the gospel call, all things, just like the Corinthians, have been given to us by God. We have access to his grace, and we should be joyful and thankful for the precious gift that has been given to us and our response to that gospel. As you partake of these emblems that represent that sacrifice that was given to us, remember the freedom and liberty that you have through Jesus Christ. Here recently I was reminded of that grace in the form of my son being baptized. I am richly blessed to have two men in my life that respond to that gospel call. And the words I said to Casey over here, you guys didn't hear it, but I will tell you now, this is the most manly thing that I've ever seen my son do. Responding to the gospel call is the highest calling that we have as Christians, to obey and make our lives in alliance with Jesus Christ, our Savior. To have a sense of safety. Unimaginable gratitude that we have. As we partake of these emblems, remember the gift that has been given to you. That we are in fellowship with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, today.